These daily guided meditations for transcendence are brought to you for free. If you enjoy them and would like to support the channel, you can hop on www.buymeacoffee.com/raph, R-A-P-H, and buy me a coffee or join one of our memberships to enjoy some exclusive perks such as private posts, videos, and podcasts. That's buymeacoffee.com/raph, R-A-P-H. Thank you so much for your generosity and support. Hello, dear meditators, dear friends, welcome back to yet another guided meditation, a meditation for transcendence. My name is Raphael. I will be your guide for today's meditation, as I am every single day on this channel. We meditate every day. If you're new here, warm welcome. You can let us know who you are, where you come from in the comment section below. I always like to see who's here in our growing little community. It's growing quite fast. I'm very happy, but we need to always stay in touch with each other individually also, and so I'm always glad to read your comments. I reply to every single one of them. I try to make this a point, and I really want to tell you that I appreciate you, I see you, and I really do feel you, and I'm so appreciative of being part of your journeys and being part of your lives here when we meditate together every day. So thank you so much. Remember that on the 1st of August we're going to start a 100-day meditation challenge. This will be a big challenge, but it will be very fun. It's free. It's here, right here on YouTube, to celebrate the big course that I'm pre-launching, titled Transcendence and Meditation, a Superpower for the Mind, Body and Soul. Let's start today's meditation. That's enough blabbering around. Let's start. Let's meditate. It's what's most important to do right now. And so make sure that you won't be disturbed during the entirety of the meditation, that nobody's going to knock on your door or call you. Put your phone on flight mode if you need to do so. So 20-25 minutes for the meditation. Add 5 minutes at the end of the meditation for our reflection. If you guys have been listening to the meditations till the end, you know that at the end I share some thoughts, some feelings, some quotes, something to reflect on after the meditation. After we meditated, we're in a state of calm, of stillness, of peace, and we have the creativity to think about important questions. And so it's the best time to reflect, to ponder on some important questions of life. And so this is what we do at the end of the session. Please make sure that you stay if you can. I'm sure you can. It's only 4 or 5 minutes. Okay? So let's begin. You can sit however you want, however makes you feel comfortable, either on a chair or on a yoga block, directly on the floor, as long as you're available for the meditation. Sitting nice and tall, with pride, with dignity, taking space vertically. Imagine a string pulling you up from the top of the head, chin in, chest out, slightly. Don't force anything. Be natural, be in balance. Find your center of gravity. And we start the meditation with a dedication. We dedicate the session to someone. It can be anyone, somebody that you love, somebody that you care about, somebody that you don't know, somebody that you're having challenges with. It can also be to yourself. Let me know in the comment section who you're dedicating this to, and I'll answer you. The way we do this, we close our eyes, we put our hands to our heart, either palms on the chest or in a praying position, whatever makes you feel comfortable. Deep inhale in through the nose. And on the exhalation, we project our love, gratitude, and appreciation towards that person. You can do it once, twice, three times. Notice how the exhalation also allows you to let go of tension in your body, in your muscles, in your neck, shoulders, but also in your mind and in your heart. In a few moments, you will be introduced to a sound, a vibration. You will put your focus and attention on that vibration, and you will follow that vibration during the entirety of this meditation session. You'll do this as gently, softly, and effortlessly as possible, keeping the sound on the foreground of your mind. When thoughts come, don't engage your ego, don't engage your judgments. This is perfectly normal. It is perfectly natural. It is part of the process of meditation. So don't judge your meditation session. Don't judge yourself, your ability to meditate, and don't judge the thoughts. Don't try to categorize the thoughts, and certainly don't try to eliminate the thoughts. When you catch yourself thinking, go back to the sound as gently, as softly, as effortlessly as possible, putting the sound back on the center stage of your inner personal space. When the sound fades out, let it resonate in your own mind for a few extra moments, keeping it alive, reproducing it in your mind. Thank you. You may now let go of the vibration. The meditation session is over. Let it go, let it fly away, float away, and recenter yourself on the sensations in your body. Start to move if you feel like it, starting with your fingers, your toes. Take your time. Take a nice deep breath, and on the exhalation, open your eyes. And now we just sit. We get reacquainted to our environment. We get reacquainted to the space that we are sitting in, noticing what's new, what is familiar, objects and colors and lights and shadows. What has changed since we started the meditation? And as we're sitting right here in calm and stillness and openness, I would like to share. Today is going to be a quote, and I would like us to discuss this quote. I would like you to let me know in the comments how it resonates with you, and maybe ponder on that quote for the rest of the day. It's by Eric Butterworth, who writes about economics and spirituality in economics. Very interesting person, very interesting author. I've enjoyed his books. We'll talk about them in our upcoming book club. But for now, the quote goes as follows. In an orderly universe, there is simply no way you can get something for nothing. In an orderly universe, there's simply no way you can get something for nothing. I would like you to reflect on that. And we can call it however we want. We can call it karma. We can call it action, reaction, causality. But how does this resonate with you? A lot of my life coaching students ask me, how do I get love? I want to find love. Well, there's only one way, really, and that is to give love. How do I get value? You know, some people ask, how can I get more money, more income? Well, the solution is very simple. Give more value. If you give value, you receive value. If you give love, you receive love. If you give space, you get space. If you give a nice breath to nature, you receive the power of nature. And so what is that you need to give more of in your lives in order to receive more? And we don't give in order to receive. This is just a natural consequence, of course. So I'll read the quote one more time, and please let me know how this reflects on you, how this resonates with you. In an orderly universe, there's simply no way you can get something for nothing. Thank you so much for joining me today on this meditation. I appreciate you. I see you. I feel you. I really do. My name is Raphael. Please hop on the description to the video and in the show notes if you're listening to this on the podcast for ways to support the channel, to be part of the community, to come in contact with me. Also, remember, on the 1st of August, we're starting this 100 days meditation challenge. This will be a lot of fun. Thanks again for being here. Talk to you soon. Tomorrow, in fact, we'll meditate more. Bye.